In Palmerston North, there will be a showcase of proverbs from 23 cultures as part of an upcoming festival of cultures. Massey University Associate Professor of Classical Studies Gina Salapata is a big fan of proverbs and says they can play an important role in connecting different communities or cultures. And Gina joins me now. Hi.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Nice to talk to you. When did you get interested in proverbs?
Oh, that's some time ago. In fact, it was my mother kind of that started all, because she had started collecting proverbs, Greek proverbs. I'm originally from Greece. And she had started collecting proverbs that she knew from, you know, her past, and others that she came across in magazines. And she made a list of them just to pass her time. So one year I went there and she presented me with that list of about 700 proverbs. And it kind of, it was amazing that she knew almost half of them herself. She had used them and she was familiar with them. So it kind of started from there. I mean, I like proverbs. I have liked them always. But kind of like it made me think how valuable this folk wisdom is. And I started, you know, thinking how to a project I can run. So I have run a couple of projects related to proverbs, international proverbs. So that's part of that.
Yeah. Your mother, I think, left you a list of 700 proverbs.
Yeah.
Do you recall any that you really enjoyed?
Oh, I mean, there are so many. There are thousands of Greek proverbs. But let's see, one of them that has an equivalent in English that I can remember is too many opinions sink the boat, which is similar to too many cooks spoil the broth.
Yeah.
It's interesting that this proverb applies to the Greek culture, to the Greek environment, because it's a sailing nation. So if you have two captains, your boat will not sail well. So
did you think of that proverb during the first COVID-19 lockdown when everyone was arguing about what we should be doing?
We were lucky we had one leadership rather than many.
Okay, any others that you like?
Yeah. Now I'm into international proverbs. Oh, yeah, there's another one. The tongue or language, because we use the same word for both. So the tongue has no bones, but bones it can crush.
Wow,
so it's
that's
similar
good.
To the pen is mightier than the sword in English. But I guess it has the oral element there, you know, rather than the writing that the English has.
Mm.
So it's kind of, you know, the tongue can hurt you, even though, you know, it can break your bones, even though it doesn't have bone itself. So similar ideas expressed in different cultures differently.
Do you tend to find that the same ideas do come up, does it often happen that that cultures will feel differently on a certain sort of ethical or social issue, and the proverbs will reflect that?
Of course, there are similarities, as I gave you a couple of examples, that we are humans and we have similar fears and aspirations and advice to give to each other. So there are commonalities among cultures, either expressed in very similar words or expressed in very different words, but with the same meaning. But there are also proverbs that apply to particular cultures and not to others. So they express the cultural identity of a nation. And that's also very interesting. So it's good to see the common, values and ideas across humanity, but also the cultural diversity is expressed because of, you know, individual cultures, and they are concerned about specific things, or they have some, you know, special ideas about certain things. So it has both sides. Common and different, diverse, and that I find is very interesting.
Yeah. Don't put your eggs in one basket.
Yes, of course. that's one of the proverbs that we have in our display in Palmerston North. And that's a Chinese proverb, but it's exactly, translated in English. They use the same idea. Well,
do they?
They are everywhere. Yeah, it's one of the, you know, one of the businesses actually is found that because she was Chinese and she wanted from the Chinese culture. So she found that. And I said, yeah, that's fine. It shows that we have exactly the same in English or in other. We have it in Greek, actually, the same way, with eggs in a basket.
Any other proverbs you could share with us that you've come across and enjoyed?
Yeah, I'll tell you a couple from our project that they are going to be displayed. Mm. One I really like, it has a very nice message, is an Arabic proverb, and it says, children are buttonholes that hold their parents together. That connect, you know, the two, like the buttonhole connects the button with the other side of the cloth. Mm-hmm. Kind of like children are like that. Because proverbs start with a literal meaning.
It's a much nicer way of saying it than a Band-Aid baby, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, much better. Now, so these proverbs were selected to fit individual businesses. So this is one a clothing store will display and has to do with, you know, garments, I guess. And another one that I like from an Indian restaurant says, it's an Indian proverb, it says, you cannot cook one half of the chicken and leave the other to lay eggs. Same, you know, with a, you cannot have your cake and eat it too, or something like that. Mm. You cannot have it both ways. But I like the imagery behind that. Imagine half a cooked chicken and another half laying eggs.
So you got this festival in Palmerston North, and you've worked with the businesses, have you, to find a suitable proverb? Yeah,
exactly, for their business. So, and sometimes from culture that they wanted to, like for the Indian, you know, restaurant, an Indian proverb. Mm. And another that I really love, it's very funny. Many of them are quite witty and funny. One we found for a hair salon, it's an Irish proverb, and it says, a hair on the head is worth two on the brush. And you can imagine where it comes from. I guess the Irish humor there modified the bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Even the bush and the brush kind of like rhyme.
Yeah, it works.
So there are lots of, you know, we have 29 proverbs displayed in 29 different businesses. So Palmerston North people come during the weekend and read them and walk up and down George Street to read the proverb and reflect on the meaning.
Can you tell us the Persian proverb? I like the look of this one.
Oh, gosh.
About the two cooks. Do you have that one in front of you?
Oh, yes. If you have, approximately, if I remember, if you have two cooks, the soup will be either too salty or too cold. So again, too many cooks spoil the broth in a different way, you know. That's for another restaurant, Afghani Persian restaurant, very appropriate.
And here's a good one. Yeah. Here's a good one. Yep. Don't pass judgment on a work of art if you don't know how to create it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's for a tattoo parlor. Tattoo.
That's what you say to your parents when you get home.
Exactly.
Hey, what a pleasure. So collecting and sharing these proverbs is obviously giving you a lot of joy. And what's your academic interest in them? Are you studying them as well?
Yes, it's like a little branch of my main research area, which is classical studies, actually. I'm specializing in Greek art, religion, social history. But so this is not directly relevant, but this is an interest that I have cultivated, especially to connect with community, to run some community projects, to involve the community. It's one of my passions, not just, you know, research in our, you know, ivory towers, but doing, contributing and connecting, involving the community. And Proverbs, I think, it's a good way to preserve the wisdom of the ancestors, and especially international, you know, proverbs to preserve the cultural identity of many of the immigrants who don't have much contact with grandparents, who are the ones who transmit this folk wisdom, of course, and transmit it down the generations. Because if we don't use them, we lose them, and we use them less and less in our today's culture. The oral culture is, you know, this were transmitted through oral culture, and now we are more into the email and web.
Well, I was going to say, proverbs are the original tweets, aren't they?
Exactly.
One of our listeners has sent one through, which I'll share with you. It's a Samoan proverb, and I'm afraid I only have it in English. It's got a word parried in it. Parried means to deflect. So the proverb says, the thrust of the spear may be parried, but the hurtful word cuts to the bone.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
So it's a bit like your tongue one, isn't it?
That. Yeah, exactly. Expressed with the material culture of, you know, Samoa, you know, the spear. So that's very interesting to, you know, it's specific to that culture.
Hey, great Gina. I'm really pleased to hear about your work, and also pleased to direct people to Palmerston North's Festival of Cultures, which starts tomorrow and goes through until Saturday. There's more information online. Cheers, Gina.
Great. Thank you so much, Jesse. Bye.